Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, January 9th. Looks like the grains will start off a little bit mixed here. March corn was down 3 cents overnight, 651. March wheat down 2.5 cents at 741, and March beans up 5.25 cents at 1497.25. Beans firm overnight off of the Argentinian weather. Still hot and dry, maybe not quite as high, but you know, mid-90s to high-90s, chance of rains on Wednesday. Looks like there's several waves of fronts coming through over the next few days. They don't look like they bring heavy rains at the moment, but these are the kind of systems that can actually trigger a lot more rain, so people are keeping their eyes on that. I think another reason the beans didn't react more positively to the news of the heat was the fact that we're going to see rebalancing this week with the funds. It looks like the funds are going to sell corn, wheat, and beans, cattle, hogs, feeder cattle. So they generally come in late in the day, so I think the market will be a little bit on the defensive there. We currently have crude oil up $1.77 a barrel. That's now a buck off its highs, so it's fading a little bit here. The dollar is down 54 ticks, but it's about 20 off its lows. Looking forward to this week, we've got export inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll get some crop ratings on the wheat at 3 o'clock today. Obviously, the big news will be WASDE on Thursday. Generally, they're looking for a little bit higher carryouts, a little bit lower exports. Production up a little bit, beans 16 million higher, corn 3 million higher, wheat 9 million higher. But the world carryouts and corn may be shaved and wheat a little bit because of what's happening around the world. So overall, I think the market is where it has been. The pros want to sell rallies based on Argentinian weather because the Brazilian crop is so big. Farmers are long in the bin. They're long for what they're going to be planting this fall, or this spring rather. So I think there's a lot of grain that needs to be protected out here. Funds are a lot longer on the corn than anybody thought. 2 weeks ago, they said they were shorter. Looks like they put those numbers back in. We've got the funds long 186 corn, 138 beans, 141 meal. It's a very big number there. Oil, 54,000. They are short 67,000 contracts of wheat. So, you know, there's plenty of ammo there if the funds want to rebalance and sell corn, beans. So we'll have to see. Plus, they probably want to sell the meal as well. Rest of the markets, looks like the Dow's going to start off on a firm note here. Not sure why. The COVID in China, in my opinion, just keeps getting worse. They're not announcing any amount of cases, how many deaths are out there. There's a freeze on any comments on any of the social media. So I think it's a lot worse than people are hearing, and I think that's going to be reflective in our exports. The Chinese last week increased their exports quotas on crude oil, which tells us that their economy is slowing down out here. So again, I just don't see anything particularly friendly. Lord knows if we get rains in Argentina, this market's going to head south in a big way. So my firm advice, as it's been for the last several weeks, is to use any rallies to buy some put options. If you've got grain in the bin, you've got to ask yourself why. No carry in the market. You've got tremendous basis out there, great prices. Why wouldn't you be selling it? I just don't have a clue. If you think there's more upside out there, then buy some call options. But we're certainly getting more rain and wet weather around the country. That's ultimately going to help replenish some of the river levels. It's going to replenish some of the soil moisture. The one exception is western Kansas, where it's still dry. But as these systems move from California east, we could see some rains in western Kansas. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.